Dr. Bob Kustra joins us on Sports Byline. He is the president of Boise State University. And as you know, Boise State had another great football season on losing one game. Let's get to the obvious. What were the emotions like for you in that Nevada game, Bob?
Well, you know, we knew the Nevada game was going to be a tough game. I remember going down to Nevada when the quarterback was taken off the bench when the starter was hurt, and Kaepernick comes out there and starts throwing that ball, running that ball, and he almost beat us then. So I remember thinking then, man, what's this kid going to be like when he's a senior? Well, we found out what he's like. We found out that the script we wrote didn't exactly turn out. Enormous disappointment. I mean, our fans were devastated. The players were devastated. But these players have been taught by Coach Peterson about adversity and about how you overcome it, not just on the field, but off the field as well. I went to the football banquet on Sunday. I had a chance to look these guys right in the eye, and I'll tell you, the smile's back on their face. They're looking forward to playing Utah on December 22nd. This is a team that's coming back next year. We do lose a lot of seniors, but it's a team that still is going to hang right in there and keep this tradition going.
Bob, one of the things that concerned me when I read the story on the outcome of the game is that I certainly know how coaches are going to respond, and the fellow players are going to respond, and even people like yourself are going to respond. But what I always worry about is how the fan is going to respond. I know they get angry about these sort of things, and I did hear some stories where there were some negative things done toward the place kicker. Can you put that into perspective as to, A, what was done, and in the atmosphere that fans have today about big-time college sports?
Well, as far as the Boise State fans are concerned, Ron, I'm absolutely convinced that you couldn't find a Boise State fan that didn't rush to the support of Kyle Brotzman after that game. There is some evidence, clearly, that there were emails and blogs that went flying out there from other fans. I don't think they were our fans, and I'll leave it at that. But they came from other people who had axes to grind about Boise State, who just simply can't handle the winning tradition we have here, and they got really nasty. But I'll tell you what. Within a matter of hours, they were overwhelmed by Bronco Nation, by the Boise State fans who came to the support of Kyle Brotzman from every corner of Idaho and way beyond Idaho. I've had personal emails from people across the country that asked me to pass along to him, look, a better day will dawn, and Kyle's handling it well. It was rough those first few days, but he understands, like all of his fellow players, that those things can happen. There's any number of ways to win a football game, and there's any number of ways to lose one. And there is no way that Kyle Brotzman should wear the collar for that loss. There were a lot of things that could have happened in that game that didn't, and that's too bad, but we're going to move on, and we're going to win again.
And you bring up a very interesting point, Bob, and that is the fact with the great success that Boise State has had. I mean, they're 47-5 over the last 4 years. Is there a lot of jealousy out there over your program?
Well, more than anything else, there is a new Bronco Nation arising across the country where we've picked up incredible support from people who just always like to vote and support the little guy, the underdog. But I do think when you get closer to home, we're going to find some teams that we've played regularly, and you play them for so long and you do so well, there is no way anybody's going to come away with a really great feeling about a team that just, you know, beats your socks off. And by the way, the one exception to that is Pat Hill, the Fresno State coach. You know, we've beaten Fresno State quite often since I've arrived here at Boise State in 2003. And when you talk to Pat Hill after a football game about the loss, he sounds like he's working in our PR department. I mean, he couldn't be more honorable about the way he handles a loss and the credit he gives to Coach Peterson and the football team. But there's always going to be some folks out there that aren't as magnanimous as Pat Hill is. And those are the ones that we do hear from time to time.
Let's talk about the reality of budgets. I know that it's very tough at the colleges now to be able to support all the athletic programs that they have. But going from what would have been a BCS appearance to going down to the Las Vegas Bowl, what did that cost you, about $16 million?
Yes, it did. It's a big hit. I mean, the Vegas Bowl is a great bowl, but by the time it's all over, you're lucky to come out even on a bowl that is not a BCS bowl. So clearly, that's a major challenge for us. And you know, we're a team that has 34,000 seats, and so when it comes to building a football budget with 34,000 seats, you can imagine how much more difficult that is for us than your typical team with a stadium of 60 to 80 to 100,000. Now, of course, we're going to expand the stadium, but even with the expansion, we're strapped to find the money to run a really high quality program. And you can see what we've done with it. If anything, I always joke that the larger programs with the budgets double the size of ours ought to be looking at us and figuring out, how do these guys do this? they're winning, and yet they're winning with half the funds.
The step down then to Las Vegas, is that going to hurt the athletic program then at Boise State overall?
You know, I really don't think so. I think that the players that we have today, I've had a chance to talk to a good number of them. They're very proud of the fact that they were able to come here, and due to the winning tradition, even when you have the BCS going against you, we still are able to capture the attention of a national fan base, and that alone is a really big factor. You factor in what ESPN has done to us in terms of televising our games, the national sports celebrity that's been attached to Kellen Moore now that he's a Heisman candidate. All of these things are things that high school student athletes are looking at, their parents are looking at. Boise State is in a town and in a state that is considered safe, beautiful, a wonderful place to live, a wonderful place to go to school. So we have a lot of factors that I think might overcome whatever little minor glitch is attached to the fact that we just didn't get to that big one this year.
And you know, Bob, you do have some built-in disadvantages, and I think you would agree with that. I mean, you can't do anything about the size of your state or the location of the state that you happen to be in. And also the fact that when you play your games, if they happen to be on the West Coast, it probably is not going to be seen back east by any of the fans or the media and everything. How much of a detriment is that to schools like Boise State to be able to get the respect that they deserve for their successes on the field when they happen to be locked into some of these disadvantages?
Well, there's no question that that's an issue. However, when you look, again, getting back to ESPN, between our blue field and the fact that we have had this winning tradition and these great coaches the last few years, we've been able to get more than our fair share of games. Admittedly, some of them are running pretty late back on East Coast time. And, of course, you know, when you see Notre Dame playing on NBC every Saturday afternoon, you do have to kind of scratch your head and wonder why we can't get more playing time, giving our record and our success. But I think slowly but surely that's all changing. The playing field is more level today than ever before. I feel very good about the future. I still think, of course, changes have to be made in the BCS structure, and I think if we keep on pointing out just how embarrassing it is for these power conferences to run a system where some teams can get to these major BCS bowls with 3 and 4 losses, teams that actually we beat, and then they're there and we're not. As long as we keep pointing out those incredible discrepancies and how silly that looks to the average fan and how unfair that is to the student athlete who starts the beginning of the school year thinking that he has an equal chance to get to the championship game. And the fact is, he's not at the same starting place that those student-athletes are in those automatic qualifying conferences.
Yeah, I want to get a little bit more into that in the next segment that we do, but I said publicly on the air here, if TCU and Boise State had been in the BCS championship game, you would have heard the screams of television executives jumping out the windows in New York. I mean, they really do only want the large markets. I mean, it's a little bit like the World Series. They would have loved to have had San Francisco and the New York Yankees in the World Series. I mean, is it the tail wagging the dog when it comes to college sports in your mind, Bob?
Well, I'm afraid it's become that. I don't think there's any doubt that when you look at all of this conference realignment, the number one issue is not the welfare of the student athlete, how far student athletes have to travel to games. It's all about jumping one conference, let's get into another conference to get into the BCS and to make the big money. And frankly, when you look at all this conference alignment, a lot of that would go away if you just had a level playing field and let everybody compete either in a playoff system or at least get rid of the distinction between the automatic and the non-automatic qualifiers.
Bob Custer has joined us here on Sports Byline. He is the president of Boise State University and one of the clear sound voices when it comes to putting some sanity into college athletics. We'll talk to him a little bit more about their move. They're moving from the WAC Conference to the Mountain West. We'll talk about the BCS, also about the Cam Newton situation. As we continue across the country and around the world, we've got you on Sports Byline.